Welcome everyone back to Teddy's podcast. Today's topic, Black Lives Matter, George Floyd, etc. So everyone, today we're talking about George Floyd. George Floyd died earlier in May of 2020 by a white police officer by the name of Derek Chauvin. That video was very shocking to see. Controversial for Derek Chauvin to put his own knee in that man's neck. I just don't understand people. I just don't understand what's going on with our own country. I don't understand it. During a darn pandemic, police officers acting a damn fool. Putting this man's knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. That person doesn't have respect for life whatsoever. You're abusing your power. You've been in that position to be as a police officer to serve and protect, not take a damn life. Come on, I asked for you to take a life. Come on, I asked for your opinion. Your actions explain it all. And actions have consequences where you took that man's life. Those people, those bystanders that stand around and one of them was recording you. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? This explains a lot why black people don't have respect for the police department. Or police in general, fuck it. And we don't like it, you know. I used to like the police when I was little. I used to like them. They were like the role models. But now I became skeptical on what they're doing to my own people, my own culture of people. And for what this man has done to Mr. Floyd, I am very, very disgusted. It's like watching a horror movie. I'm not even gonna say a horror movie, a racist ass horror movie. Compared to American History X. I don't know what the hell was going on with Mr. Chauvin's head. Maybe he was born to be a racist. Maybe he was being bullied at school. I don't know. Whatever his motive is, he got his ass in trouble for sure. And as for his other cops, we didn't see the other two. We saw his ass putting his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. But apparently those other two cops were behind a police car. One that looked like Joe Budden. Maybe it could be his brother, his clone, whatever. Another one looks like a damn Frankenstein's monster. Basically. And for the other cop, the minority cop, the minority traitor cop, the Asian cop, standing around being somebody's bitch. No. I don't even care if Mr. Chauvin's your best friend or if he married your sister. You are a minority traitor. You are considered a minority. If black people and Hispanic people didn't exist, your ass would have been next. Your ass would have been next, bruh. White people would have attacked your ass. Best believe that. They would have attacked you, bruh. And then come to find out that Mr. Floyd was an alumni from Jack Yates. My mom didn't even know what year. Because she graduated from, I think, 85, 84, 83, one of those. It was in the 80s. She graduated from Yates. Mr. Floyd was the 90s. I'm not sure what number. Pretty sure it was the early 90s. You know? It's sad to have somebody from Houston live over there to another city. That city's riled up. Houston is riled up. They had a protesting going on. You know, a lot of shit going on. Shout out to Mayor Sylvester Turner. Shout out to him. Shout out to him very much for his support. Bill Lawson, I went to his middle school. I didn't like the kids at that school, but it was a good school. Good home, good principal, good teachers. Majority good teachers. Shout out to all the people that came out to support the protest. People who watched the protest. You know, Breonna Taylor was killed. Ahmaud Arbery was killed, gunned down. I don't really care if this is the media's narrative. It's just not fair how my people are being mistreated like this. By police officers. You know, it's just like, why? I question myself a lot. And this goes around from racism. In the 1960s, the 50s, the 40s, the 30s, the 20s. My people struggling to make a change. My people have their own Black Wall Street. But no, white people, they think they so superior. Burn it down. They acting like, oh, I don't think black people should have their own Wall Street. There are only one race and it's white people. Everybody that's non-white should suffer. And I'm not saying this for all white people. I'm just saying those were the white people back in the day mindset. And even for them to uplift their own generation, you know, don't abuse your power, Mr. Derek Chauvin. Out of those four cops, I pray that Derek Chauvin gets the death penalty. And some people might think I'm being really absurd, cruel. And I'm like, fuck it. You know, I think he should die in prison. Fuck him. Put him. Put his ass in an electric chair. Shit. Just Mr. Floyd was a father. Two daughters. One son. I didn't even know he had a son. I thought he had two daughters. I was looking at the photos, man. Had a wife. So, what you have done, Mr. Chauvin, was killed a father, somebody's son, somebody's a Houstonian, somebody's husband. And I didn't even know this. Like, I was watching this before they were famous. That little channel, before they were gone. I didn't even know Mr. Floyd knew DJ Screw. And Trey the Truth, bruh. Trey the Truth. I've known Trey the Truth since he made that song to honor Nipsey. That's how. Like, what? I didn't even know that, man. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that, bruh. So shout out to Mr. George Floyd. Rest in peace, my bro. Well, after the George Floyd murder, people went out and protested. People went out and protested. During the pandemic, you know, you had protesters in Atlanta. You had protesters in the city that George Floyd was in when he was murdered. I can't even bring up the city's name just now. It's protesting in California, if I'm not wrong. Houston, definitely. I know Houston. And so the cities that George Floyd was from in Atlanta, protests. You had three different protesters, basically. You had the peaceful ones. Mm-hmm. You had the violent ones. No, the chaotic ones, and then you have the instigators. It's like, the instigators were starting all kind of shit. The peaceful ones like, don't shoot, don't shoot. We just want peace. We want peace. Black lives matter. Black lives matter. You got the instigators over here breaking the fucking target. Why Target? Out of all places, you gonna break into Target. The one store I love. I'm glad they ain't breaking the Best Buy yet. They should have broken into Walmart. Trash that motherfucker up. Excuse my language, but I just get so tired of this shit. And then some of these instigators took some of the Target carts with them. And they had some heavyset white lady in this little wheelchair and shit. She kept talking shit. Then she had a knife on her. And then somebody sprayed some fire extinguisher on her ass. I was like, ooh, shit. She should have got out the way then. Doing that kind of mad crowd, you know. Back to the story, though. But if they're black-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, please don't take them people's money. Please don't destroy their shit. Those people have worked hard for their shit. They worked hard for their shit. That's the one thing I hate about the protests. Not the peaceful ones. Not the maybe chaotic ones, too. It's just the instigators. They're destroying some of these black businesses. These black-owned businesses. These minority-owned businesses. Those people worked hard for that shit. You know, it's me and my dad owned the business, apparently. Fuck it. And we lived in that city. If Houston had a protest and some instigators came by and destroyed our shit, I would be mad as hell. I would be mad. I would have been upset. It's like, what the hell's going on here? It's like, do we gotta renovate this shit? Or are we gonna relocate? Dad. They claim the city is going to renovate it. It's like, what the hell? I guess so. It's just like, why? But shout out to the peaceful protesters. Those are the real ones. They are for George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, Eric Gardner, and etc. All the names of the unarmed black people that have been killed by police. Shout out to them. But as for the chaotic ones, calm your ass down. The instigators, go sit with somewhere down. You making a bad image of us. Go sit down, man. Go sit down. You're not in this fight. And by the way, if you're an instigator doing this protest, you're not for the people that was getting killed. You're for yourself. You're selfish. Go to hell. Okay? You're selfish. All you're doing is over here breaking into people's businesses and taking their stuff. Doesn't make it right, doesn't it? It makes it worse. Well, if you want to do your thing and be like on the people from Do the Right Thing, then go to Sal's Pizzeria then and do that shit. You know? Excuse my language, though. Okay, so let's talk about Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, you know him doing his thing as the president. I don't call him my president because he's an asshole. But, you know, he's just not doing good as president. I don't know what's going on with his clear head. This fool literally walked from the White House, or he drove from the White House with his bodyguards and, you know, moved. So his cavalry, his army, moved everybody from the protest away from their church, moved them. Swept clean. They just moved them. So this nigga went over here by church with his little friends. So his reporter asked, is this your Bible? No, it's a Bible. You could have said, this is my Bible, you know? It's like, we already know you don't read. And so, it's like, then Trump had backlash on that from some of his supporters. It's like, oh my God, he said a Bible? Oh my God, I don't know who he voted for. Yeah, you don't know who you voted for. That's not cool, Mr. Trump. Not cool. It's like, bruh, what the hell's going on with Trump? Why did it have to be him doing this whole pandemic protest to be our president? Why? Yeah, Obama would have did a damn good job with this the situations. He would. Straight up, he would. Give us a little clear little speech. Help support the Black Lives Matter. Because Obama has a clear understanding of what's going on. Apparently, Trump don't know what's going on. He got too much shit going on. And plus, he's an improviser. He does shit last minute. He's not like a planner. He's not a person like, oh, okay, we get to the bottom of this. No, he's like, oh, we'll do it later. You know, talks a lot of mess on Twitter, I see. You know, talk a lot of mess. They just have a lot of questions with that fool. I don't know why we have him as president. And it's a lot of things I've said inside my home that I won't talk about on here. You know, he's just saying, like, for my people to wake up, what's going on with this fool? Because he's a fool. And then Trump wants to claim he has above average IQ. Apparently, people that have above average IQ don't lie. Usually don't lie. Our president. Your president. And so I like to watch the Hodge twins. I've been watching the Hodge twins since 2016. But they came out and said they supported Donald Trump. I still watch them. So for me, I'm not sure this is devil's advocate. It might be. I tend to gather from both perspectives because my parents, my household, most of the people in my household are extremely left-ish. They got some white tendencies too, but they extremely left. For me, I took this political ideology. I'm not sure if I told this on my podcast before. I'm not sure. I forgot. But I came out as neutral. I came out as neutral. Took that test. It said I was neutral. I had shit that I had on the left. I had shit that was on the right. You know? Civil rights thing for supporting people of color and LGBT community, it's on left. However, for immigration, that's on the right. It's like, what the hell? And it had all kinds of other stuff that I just really understand about. So I just put some stuff on the left. I put some stuff on the right. Some stuff I did understand, like the taxes and stuff. The tax one was just tough. I had to put that shit in the middle. I'm not sure if I did it correct, but I came out as a centrist, moderate centrist. I didn't mind. Fuck it. I like being a centrist. I like to learn from both perspectives. The Hodge twins like to talk about a lot of stuff are against liberals. Whereas CNN are just like to talk about what's going on with what's Trump doing, you know, I guess. So, okay, my last segment. Let's talk about my people. Let's talk about my culture, my Black culture. So recently, I had a friend that posted something on his story, and I clicked it on his story, and it said graphic content, which I can really handle it, to be honest, because I don't really mind nothing graphic, except for somebody's head being split open whatsoever. But, I clicked on the video, views post, clicked on that, da da da, and it showed 20 plus African Americans attacking a bunch of Mexicans. I'm like, what the hell are my people doing? What the hell is my people doing? This isn't the year for this shit. How could one side of our folks be saying Black Lives Matter, and the other half is fighting a bunch of Mexicans? It sounds like some stuff Donald Trump would do with his family. I've seen another video of my own people, these two black boys fighting these two Asian boys. And then this lady fighting this white woman. My people, we need to wake up, bro. My people, we are the most hypocritical race of all people. I'm gonna put that out there. We're the most hypocritical. We're the most hypocritical. Because what those 20 African American men and whoever was involved in that fight, we need those Hispanics in our alliance. Y'all acting like a bunch of damn Trump supporters, acting like it. Trump's against Mexicans. So what that tells about you? You against them too? We can't fight other minorities if we need them in our alliance. We can't fight them. We just can't. Even if they call us a nigga or anything else. You think fighting resolves things? That's why I don't fight. I just wait. I just be quiet. Because actions have consequences. Because what are those Mexican people like to support? They had support for Obama. And believe, okay, that's going to change their beliefs on not liking black people to liking black people. Now you fucked it up because you're fighting them. Okay, it's like my own people. It be your own people doing stupid shit. Same with my own school. My people are the main ones fighting their own each other. And you know why? Because we don't have no respect for each other. We killing each other. We fight each other. We beef each other about rap beats. We don't have no respect for each other. And so what that does, people from other race don't respect us. So once we start respecting each other, we can discuss about Black Lives Matter. It's like, why? This isn't the American race of people we should be. It's just sad. So, I just have been skeptical with the whole my own culture. It be your own people starting shit. So I guess black lives don't matter. We gonna continue doing the same stupid shit. That's what I guess. So, all I can say is the four things that will kill black people if we don't stop this shit. COVID-19. The police, ourselves, and violence. Those are the four things that will kill black people instantly. Because if we keep doing this shit, if we allow those four things kill us, there's not going to be any black people. We're going to be extinct. I don't want to believe the statistics, but if it is true that only 11% of us are in Texas, okay. I don't know. Fighting other minorities don't solve the shit. It makes it worse. Yes, you may. You know I'm mad about Joe Budden's brother being involved in that shit. That other dude, the Asian dude. Yeah, I'm mad. But I won't fight them. Just go in the trial and serve it. Vote these niggas to go to prison forever. Especially Derek Chauvin. Let his ass get the penalty quick. Don't give that nigga no bail. He don't deserve it. He killed a man by putting his damn knee on that man's neck. He deserves a death penalty. Fuck Chauvin. I said it. Fuck him. Because if he does escape or get out, it's a lot of white black people gonna get on his ass. It's like nonsense. I just have to let that out. Had to let it out. Let that shit out. The anger, the rage about this shit. But shout out to Spotify, Sprite, other people that had the Black Lives Matter or black screen on their profile pic, those commercials. Shout out to them, basically, I guess. But soon as we get this whole COVID out the way, police officers getting, you know, their finances, their funds, defunding, the world be a better place, I guess. I don't know. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to talk about it's Killer Mike. Shout out to Killer Mike. I've been supporting him since 2016 with Run the Jewels. Him and his buddy LP released this album that is so good, man. Make sure you listen to that album. It's so good. I reviewed it. It's so freaking good. So good. It's the fourth album of Run the Jewels. And by the way, him and T.I. Both went to the Atlanta's office or something like that on live TV and talked about it. Killer Mike was really emotional with that shit. He was really emotional with that shit. No. Had a good speech. Really educated speech, man. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hell out of that speech. If you burn your home down, what home will you have? Shout out to him. You know? Shout out to him very much. So, hopefully everyone be safe during the pandemic. Don't go nowhere unless you have to write it down. Make sure you go to the grocery store, too. Write yourself a list. Like me and my dad, we write ourselves a list. We got all the stuff we got on our list down. Check, marker, check, check, check. You know, we're planners, man. We're planners of knowledge. So, goodbye, everyone.